Fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross. Yes, fill in the blanks, the feature that allows you, the ordinary listener, to fill in the
blanks.
Right. Today's subject, full disclosure. It is now becoming clear that the news of the vice president's hunting accident was inexplicably
delayed.
Yes. It took an hour and a half to inform
the president.
It took 12 hours to inform
Scott McClellan.
And of course, nobody even thought to call
FEMA.
Right, which is why the vice president had to
fill his own sandbags.
But the most serious delay was the delay in informing
the press.
Right. As we know, whenever a vice president shoots someone, the first thing his office should do is
call reporters,
just like
Aaron Burr did.
Right. In this case, the news was delayed for about
21 hours,
wasting precious time that could have been spent
writing better jokes.
Yes, but the incident also taught us all an important lesson in
personal responsibility.
Indeed, Harry Whittington, the victim, has said the accident was actually his fault because he
resembles a small game bird.
No! Let's try that again. He said it was actually his fault because he
got in the way.
Right. Because as we all know, guns don't injure people. It's
getting in the way of a gun
that injures people. Yeah. In fact, studies show that far fewer people would be shot if, in the moments before they were shot, they had just
gotten the hell out of the way.
In any case, it appears that Mr. Whittington has
learned his lesson.
And if not, he'll be reminded every time he
sets off a metal detector.
That's very good.